This is Nina Lockwood. Welcome to the Inspired Life Formula, Module 3, Access Inner Wisdom. This module will help you begin to shift your typical decision-making from being outwardly driven to inwardly directed. And this inner focus is going to enable you to make room for and to nourish the deepest and most authentic parts of you, to bring them out into the open. Those parts of you that may have been languishing for a long, long time and need to be acknowledged and expressed. So by allowing yourself to learn to feel into what your heart and body are communicating to you, you'll discover that you are actually supported by the universe in doing this. So if you've been feeling the need to make big changes in your life, or you're finding that what you're doing seems kind of pale and pedestrian, then you're being called to go deeper, to step out of your comfort zone, and to learn to go inside yourself for the kind of inspiration that can only come from deep inside you. And in my own journey, and over the years that I've been helping my clients, I've seen over and over again how living a life that is primarily externally driven causes people to become so out of sync with themselves that they're perpetually stressed out and they're disconnected, not only from themselves, but from life, to the extent that they actually get sick. And this isn't really so surprising because we're not meant to live inauthentic lives where our identities and our beliefs are outsourced. We're meant to discover and express who we really are and what's right for us based on our own internal knowing. We're meant to trust that inner voice and to act on it so that our lives can be deeply satisfying, deeply connected, and so that we can make meaningful contributions to the world in whatever way is important to us. When you think about it, from the moment we're born, we are conditioned to respond so that we get approval and love. Now, that's important for our survival and our sense of belonging when we're young, but if we aren't encouraged to rely on what we know is true for ourselves, as we get older, we end up living a preconditioned or a pre-owned life. And there's another reason that we postpone taking our own individual path. Our culture and the media set up a continuous loop of buy more, accomplish more. And that leaves us not much time to ask ourselves whether we really want to play that game or even what we're getting out of it. The fact is that it's a game you can't win, because when the rules are set by someone other than you and you're not in alignment with those rules, you'll never feel that winning the game is really worth it because you don't resonate with it. But now, you're waking up to that possibility of living from a much grander perspective that does connect you to your essence and does give your life meaning and purpose, where you can give and receive on a much wider scale. And this does require taking the time to pay attention to what your insides are telling you about whether you resonate with what's in your life, or how to be more in alignment with what's right and true for you. And as you focus your awareness on the feelings and the sensations that exist in your body, you'll discover what's been in your way and how to gently release it. You'll be much less inclined to do what's expected of you rather than what fulfills you. And you'll become more genuinely you, freer, lighter, happier. And life will become an adventure rather than an obligation as you reorient yourself to what Martha Beck calls your North Star. So, what are the benefits of using your intuition and your inner knowing? Well, I'm going to start off telling you what you won't get, because it's a common misperception that being able to connect to your intuition and your inner knowing is going to guarantee an easy, successful life, that it will always prevent you from inconvenience or illness or accident. But using these gifts, it's not about becoming rich or powerful. In fact, it's not about anything quantitative. It's about a qualitative shift in how you participate in life, where you can finally let go of the false belief that you can control what happens to you or that you need to be in control at all. And it does allow you to be a channel for a higher order of wisdom and love and creativity. You can live your life from your heart, assisted by your thoughts, but not dominated by them. You can have the discernment and the courage to say no to what doesn't feel right for you and to say yes to what is right for you. And that might involve setting new boundaries personally or professionally, and it might mean giving yourself permission to take time to rest and recharge. But you'll be able to make decisions that include and support your happiness rather than denying it. And you'll also discover that life gets easier when you use your intuition and you connect with your inner wisdom. You'll see how the universe gives you what you need when you need it and brings you the people and the circumstances that you need. There's a natural flow that you just find yourself a part of. And this qualitative shift also helps you to make consulting your inner knowing and feeling as your primary way of navigating the world. This feeling, sensing mode supports your ability to not know, because you already realize that you're safer and more honest when you admit you don't have all the answers and you don't need to have them. We all know how constricting it feels to hold on to that need to have the answers. So yes, not knowing does require a certain amount of vulnerability. But at the same time, it creates an opportunity for you to express your strength and freedom and openness that's part of your true nature, so that you can really live a life that's worth living. So you may be wondering what the distinction is between intuition and inner wisdom. And this is how I differentiate them, but I encourage you to have your own direct experience and see whether this rings true for you. So intuition, or ESP, is often described as knowing about something or someone in a way that goes beyond what your five outer senses reveal and what you already know. It comes to you instantaneously, all of a piece, without having to reason it out or analyze it. Sometimes this manifests as knowing what will happen, either to yourself or to someone else. Maybe you've had the experience of knowing who was on the other end of the line when the phone rang, or having someone come to mind and then the phone rings or you get the email and it's that person. Intuition connects you to a higher knowing and a deeper connection so that you can take action from an authentic response in the moment. It's not dependent on the amount of information that you have available to you. It's way more efficient, and it doesn't depend on your having to control people or information or your environment. Now, I know there are a lot of programs out there that can teach you how to develop your intuition. I was fortunate enough to study with a wonderful teacher, and later I facilitated an intuition practice group some years ago. Lots of intuition techniques involve learning different ways to interpret information that comes to you in the form of signs or symbols or colors or sounds, dreams, imagery. And this is an intentional process that once you set it up and you get consistent with it, can be used for a variety of different kinds of questions. For instance, you might set up a system that uses images or sounds or something else that will indicate yes or no, like a green traffic light for go or yes, or a red traffic light or a stop sign to indicate no. You can also learn how to use a pendulum to get a yes or no answer. And then there's another form of dowsing, which uses your own body to move towards or away from something that you are wondering about its value or goodness for you. These techniques are usually binary. They're yes or no, on or off, red or green, because that's the way our nervous system operates. And this is a little different from getting quiet inside yourself and asking for answers that are not simply a yes or no, but have more detail. So all of these ways can be enormously practical and enriching, and really very empowering. Often you can use a journaling process to get quiet and ask your higher self or that inner wisdom for information. However, using your intuition in this way generally still involves a sense of a separate self with a separate identity, a separate body, and a specific agenda. And inner wisdom, on the other hand, is where your intuition is sourced. You might think of intuition as the mechanics or the way in which your inner wisdom shines through. So intuition is the doorway, the portal into your inner wisdom where the big picture is presented. This inner knowing or inner wisdom, it's a part of that seamless fabric of life and is characterized by a wholeness, an aliveness, a beingness. So it's in this place of wisdom that you know who you really are. You have that sense of always being here now in this moment, that who you are is not confined to space or time or even being in a body. And you also have that sense that there's no place that you're going, that you are awareness itself. And experiences come and go, but who you are remains constant. It's not affected by events or circumstances or age. This wisdom is a form of holographic awareness, where everything is accessible simultaneously. So in this module, our primary focus has three aspects. To help you know where to look for your inner wisdom, to recognize how it shows up for you, and thirdly, how to replace autopilot problem solving with this higher level knowing. Now, this single module can only touch on some of the more important principles, but it will get you started, or it will take you deeper than you currently are. And you can use these ideas and practices to take you a long way. Connecting to your inner wisdom it's an essential life skill. If you care at all about aligning with your truth and finding your purpose or fulfillment in life, and it takes time and practice to learn. But that's true of any skill that you want to master. So if you're always on the go, if you have a lot on your to-do list, you're juggling lots of activities and multitasking, you might find this challenging in the beginning. Our culture values being busy and always doing. So turning inward might seem like not doing much at all. As I said, it does take time and practice to learn how to accurately read the messages that are being broadcast beneath the radar of the mind, especially if there's some emotional charge happening. But there's a tremendous payoff to learning how to live from that inner wisdom. You are no longer giving away your power. In fact, you're on a quest to claim it and use it, one moment at a time. So I've talked a lot about the benefits and how your life will be different by using intuition and connecting to your inner wisdom. So I want to cover a few points about the how of it, how to actually connect, which we will explore in more depth in the exercises that accompany this module. You start by getting quiet inside yourself and noticing the feelings and sensations in your body. And that does include your heart. It's very rare to experience sensations without any emotion or a story attached to them. So once you acknowledge what's being held in that emotional or somatic response, then you can determine whether there's recognition of truth or there's resistance to what's not true for you. For instance, when you recognize someone else being authentic and genuine and standing in their truth, something within you resonates with it. You might sit up straighter, you might become more alert, pay more attention, you might feel goosebumps or tears welling up in your eyes. And that authenticity in someone else is reminding you how important and powerful it is to be authentic for yourself. I want to share four qualities or capacities that will bring clarity to what may be either your introduction to or your deepening relationship to that inner wisdom. And these four qualities are based on the work of John Prendergast. As I go through each one of these capacities, you're going to realize that the practices you've done in the earlier modules, both nurture your body and access your spirit, are going to be excellent prep. These capacities include relaxed groundedness, inner alignment, open-heartedness, and a sense of spaciousness. Now, the first of these, relaxed and grounded, it's really important for you to notice and release whatever tightness has built up in your body, not just in your muscles, but in your core as well, because that constriction can get in the way of your listening to that inner wisdom. For most of us, this constriction, this tightness, is an evolutionary survival mechanism, but now it's become a habitual response to hold emotions or energetic tensions in our body. And we usually do it because we think we need to protect or defend ourselves. The truth is, a lot of this tension is based more on stories that we tell ourselves than any present danger. So when you meet that inner experience, that tightness, that constriction with a gentleness and a compassion that comes from the center of your being, you can set yourself free and you can become fully present to living your life from that freedom so that there's happiness and there's generosity. The second quality that facilitates your connecting to your inner wisdom is what's called inner alignment. And this refers to your sense of being aligned with your truth and your purpose, which is to nurture that spark of consciousness or divinity within you. So you might experience this as a vertical line of life energy that moves both upward and downwards. And if you're familiar with Tai Chi or Qigong or certain energy healing practices, you may already be aware of something similar called Ahara alignment. And for inner alignment, something in you lines up with awareness and recognition of this insight that connects your heart, mind, body, and spirit as it becomes embodied throughout all the levels of your being. Sometimes you can sense your posture changing and straightening, becoming more upright. You feel a heightened alertness. This felt sense of connection because you're resonating with the truth of something within yourself. It's as though you were a bell and you've been struck. And a third quality that, again, opens that door to your inner wisdom is called open-heartedness. And it actually is possible and it's even desirable to be open without having the need to defend or protect yourself. When you're fully open, you can hear what's being said to you from this deeper part of yourself. And this resting in open-heartedness, it's always available when you dive beneath the surface of yourself. And when you feel safe enough to test the waters of this openness, that you find a strength and a sensitivity that isn't a question of will or intention. It's just who you are. You feel deeply loved. You feel love streaming out of you without having to make any effort. You have a visceral experience of acceptance, of gratitude, compassion. And from this place, this open-hearted place, your actions are spontaneous and creative. They don't need a specific outcome. They just emerge. They want to show up. And finally, there's the condition or characteristic of spaciousness. And this is when you feel that the boundaries of your being have expanded way beyond your normal way of being in the world. Everything's permeated by an incredibly beautiful, peaceful silence. And you have this experience of vast space inside you. So this spaciousness actually makes room for and allows for your wisdom to appear. So the more you cultivate these qualities, in part by using the practices that we've outlined in earlier modules, you'll build up a trust in yourself so that there's less and less need to depend upon an external authority or depend primarily on your mind to figure out what to do. Any desire that you've had to let someone else figure out what might be in your future starts to be seen as a form of giving away your power. And you let go of wondering what might happen so that you can really live fully right now in the present moment. So, the practices that will follow are designed to give you ways to ease into a safe and welcoming space within yourself. We'll give you ways to recognize the choice to see deeply into life at any given moment, and how to develop the good habit of turning towards your inner wisdom rather than your rational mind as you go throughout your day. And as with the other exercises in these modules, keep a record of your experience. Write down your observations of what it's like to make these kinds of efforts and do these practices, how they affect you physically, emotionally, mentally, whether there are days of the week or certain states of your physical being that help or hinder, and let yourself be okay with however you do these exercises. Whether you feel you're acing them or not getting anywhere with them, it's all for learning.